olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan. Sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Malole lei, Dr. Samuela Ofanoa.
Malole.
First up, tell us a bit about yourself. Where were you born, educated, and what are you doing now with your life?
I was born in Tonga. Grew up in Tonga. We migrated to New Zealand in the early 2000s. My father's from an island called Whelemea Hapai, and my mother's from another island called Waimalova Va'u. And then we came to New Zealand, did my studies at the University of Auckland. I completed a master's in public health a few years ago, 2010 or 15, I think. And then I recently just completed my PhD, looking at falls and injuries around older adults. And then currently at the moment, I'm a research fellow at the Pacific Health Department within the Faculty of Medical or Health Sciences, and we're currently looking at doing some research around gout with Pacific peoples and looking at co-designing with communities some approaches and interventions to improve some of our gout health.
Now, you've led the research called Gout TikTok and Misleading Information. You're saying in that research that the vast majority of TikTok videos in the research contain quote-unquote misleading and inconsistent information. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, definitely. So the research was a content analysis where we had summer students come on board and we looked at about 116 different videos on TikTok. And we sort of looked at some patterns and analyzed it. And what we saw in terms of the main findings was that a lot of the content was focused on risk factors and gout management strategies. So in terms of these key areas, the main content was around diet. And we saw that although diet is really important, some of the studies that we're looking at around gout as well, it only contributes a small amount to the changes of uric acid in the body. And there are other underlying factors that are really important to sort of highlight and focus on, and that's genetic predisposition around gout. For some of our preserved peoples, there's some genetic genes. We have genes that makes us less likely to get rid of uric acid from our body, so our uric acid is quite high, which makes us more likely to get gout compared to non-Māori and non-Pacific. And there are other factors as well, such as our weight, which impacts our kidney's ability to get rid of uric acid, and kidney impairment as well. And our kidneys, when our kidneys are impaired, it's unable to get rid of uric acid in our body.
Yeah, Dr. Ofanoa, let's go back a little bit. In Samoan, gout in English is called nunu, which is the umbrella term for all forms of arthritis. How is gout different from other forms of arthritis? And what is gout?
It's a really good question. So gout is an inflammatory arthritis. It's caused by a thing in our body called uric acid. And when it increases in our body, it gets to a certain point, it crystallizes and deposits in our joints, resulting in the painful gout flares. Compared to other arthritis, for example, osteoarthritis, that's more around the wear and tear of the cartilage within your joints. I think in terms of rheumatoid arthritis as well, that's where the autoimmune system sort of attacks your joints as well, resulting in pain. So I think the key difference is the uric acid in our body and around the management of our uric acid as well. So I think that's the difference in terms of some of gout compared to other arthritis that we're having.
And you are saying that Pacific Island people and Māori and Pacific Islanders seem to get affected by disproportionately affected by gout. Why is that?
Yeah, so in terms of the prevalence of gout in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we have one of the highest rates in the world. Within New Zealand, Pacific have the highest, we experience the highest burden. I think in terms of prevalence is around 14% compared to non-Māori, non-Pacific, which is 4%. And then we have Māori within that with about 8% to 9% of prevalence of gout. In terms of some of the risk factors, I think at the moment, some of the research that is coming out, genetics plays a big part in that. If you're more likely, if you have, for example, someone in your family has gout, you're more likely to have gout. But also what we're seeing is some of the genetic studies that are coming out, some of our Pacific peoples have certain genes in our body that makes us less likely to be able to get rid of gout compared to non-Māori, get rid of uric acid, which is the main risk factor for gout compared to non-Māori, non-Pacific. So,
And the management of uric acid in the body and thereby managing gout, are there effective medical treatments available right now for it?
Yeah, currently the clinical guidelines and the most effective treatment at the moment to manage uric acid is urea-lowering therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the medication called allopurinol. Allopurinol is one of the safest urea-lowering therapy currently prescribed in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And this medication reduces our uric acid in our body, so it makes us less likely to create uric acid in our body. So taking this uric acid, understanding the difference taking this allopurinol and understanding the difference between allopurinol and maybe some other medications such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, which are more painkillers, which actually just a band-aid treatment on the pain of gout, but rather than addressing the underlying issue of the uric acid in your body, I think that's really important to understand as well. And going to see your doctor and having the best management plan with your doctor and working alongside your doctor as well to manage your uric acid is really important.
What's the danger in relying on social media for medical advice? You know, not just for gout, but, you know, for all other illnesses. And maybe one of the reasons that some of our Pacifica people take these treatments on, it's because, you know, we've had a long history of using herbal medicines. What's your advice on going to Dr. TikTok to get advice on how to manage a very painful episode of gout?
Yeah. I think in terms of TikTok, what we need to understand is that there is a vast number of information that the internet, social media, TikTok provides around not just gout, but other health conditions. And it's just understanding that some of this information may not have any scientific research behind them or have clinically proven interventions that have been proven to actually improve some of the health issues. So it's just understanding that, trying to be careful and being able to navigate some of these informations and understanding what's misinformation, what's true information. And I think it's a really good opportunity for some of our health professionals and some of our health organizations to take this opportunity to use some of these platforms such as TikTok to be able to disseminate some of the health content, not just for gout, but other health conditions, to help sort of counteract some of these misleading information, but also standardize some of the validity around some of the treatments and some of the management around some of these health conditions and gout as well.
There would be risks involved as well in just taking advice without any analysis whether of the research that had gone into a particular herbal product or whatever, and has it been peer-reviewed, for example, in the case of any kind of medication that gets on the market?
A lot of the herbal and tumours that we're seeing in the videos have not really had some of that scientific backing or some of the research behind it sort of evaluate its safety, but also its effectiveness as well around managing some of the gout, managing of gout and treatments as well for some of the gout patients in some of our communities.
Well, you know, with the holiday season underway, Dr. Samuel Ofonoa, besides, you know, easing back on the intake of alcohol and red processed meats, what advice would you give our listeners on managing the effects of gout?
That's a really good question. I think the best advice that I could give is if you're feeling some of the gout symptoms coming through, see your doctor as soon as possible. Get on the best management plan around the urate-lowering therapy, but also just getting more understanding around some of the management as well, and building that relationship with your doctors as well to better understand some of the urate-lowering therapy, the treatments, so that way you can build that trust to sort of manage your gout in the best possible way, especially now coming through to the festive season.
And consider lowering the amount of alcohol and the amount of red and processed meats in the diet, I guess, would be a given.
Yeah.
Dr. Samuel Ofonoa, malo, bit of...
No, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity. And ofa to have a great festive season, everyone. Malo.
Malo.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fea lawa I mawailau podcast.